Welcome to this edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and today I have Roxanne Reddy, also known as Roxy, on the podcast today, and we are going to be sharing a fresh bottle of water, and you'll understand why we are drinking water today as we get going on this episode. So, Roxy, welcome to the podcast. Cheers me on this.
All right.
Boom. We got water. Oh, yeah, it's refreshing. The essential everyday Walmart waters.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
You're welcome. So, you know, this is the best part about this, doing my podcast, is that I get to, some people are now listening to my podcast and they go, I have a great guest for you. I have a great guest for you. Well, that just so happened two, three weeks ago where your brother said, you need to get my sister on because she has something that she should be sharing and nobody knows about it. And I didn't even know about it. So I was like, perfect platform. I have that. I mean, I'm not going to say a bunch of people are going to hear this, but maybe like 200-300 people will hear this and anybody that you share it with. And I've known you since, well, I was in grade school, middle school, because I went to school with your daughter, Jamie. And you were actually my cross-country coach for 1 year.
Yes, I was.
Not that I love cross-country by any means, but you love cross-country and you love running, and that's where we're going to go with this today. So anyways, I want to start. You have a story that happened just recently that you broke a record in Minnesota. That's what I understand from what your brother told me. Is that correct?
Well, part of it's correct. I did get in the record book again.
Yes. So this is
the second time.
This is awesome. Perfect. I love hearing that.
Okay. So 2 weeks ago at the BK 5K in Winona, I ran the second fastest 5K time for my age group in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
And they actually put the top 10 in the record book.
Sure.
So I now have the second place.
Okay.
Yes.
And so now what is the BK 5K? It's in Winona, but what's it? Is it
for? It's Bob Kierlin's race that he started.
Oh,
it's
that
a
makes sense.
Fastenal race. Yeah. Bob Kierlin started it.
Your love for running, where does that come from? Because as far as I've known you, that's all I've known you for.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And I don't want to ask you your age. If you want to say your age, you're more than
welcome. I am 61.
61. There you go. So I didn't even have to ask that. So you had the second fastest time in Minnesota for a 5K in
Correct.
Your age bracket. And Correct. Then what's the age bracket, like 60 to 65? Or what does it go?
I can check. I think it's
perfect.
60 to 64.
Okay, 60 to 64. Yeah. So then you had the second best time. And where does your love for running come? Because that's all I really know you. Because anytime I ever see you, it's usually running around the lake or you're at the Y doing some sort of workout as well.
Yes. Chris, I've run my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want me to go back to the beginning of my running career, I can
do.
Tell you exactly what happened.
That's what we want. Yes, we want that story. So tell us.
Well, first of all, can I start out with you telling me that you ran cross country for me when I was a coach?
I sure did.
Okay. So I coached cross country at St. Martin's School. And Chris, who, yes, you were not really a runner, he was on my team. I so happen to have a picture of that. I have a present for you.
Oh, yes. This is awesome.
This, if you're watching, can you see that?
Yeah. I'll hold it up for you a little bit closer.
There is Chris as a, what, fifth grader, fourth grader?
Yep, this is fifth grade. I'm in, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm on the bottom right. Hopefully you can see that. And I have my mushroom haircut.
Yes, it's beautiful. I love the haircut.
Didn't everyone at that age. This is awesome. Yes.
So that is for you. I made that copy for you.
Oh, thank you. See, this is also fun is when you get to go down memory lane because I know every single one of these people in here.
Right.
I know Louis next to me on my right, Mackenzie Vaughn, Quinn Holme, Joel Zekas, Ann Kowalski, Ashley Schmidt, and then you as our coach, and that's at Camp Omega. I even know
and
where that's
I'm
at.
I'm guessing my daughter took the picture because she's not in it.
That might be true. But did she run with us? I don't.
She did.
I thought
she was.
So.
She was on the team.
See, I still have all my yearbooks, so I have all. I have that photo. I still see in the yearbooks because I kept all my stuff, and now I show the students that I teach. I say, hey, yep, I did this sport with as well. So, yep, I did that. Okay, so you were a coach. Is that where it started, your love, or did it start
prior to
that?
Way prior to that. So I loved running. I was probably 4 years old. I can't remember.
Holy
but
it,
my whole life, I loved running. However, in seventh grade track, we used to take the orange school bus over to Jefferson for our track practice. And I wanted to be a long-distance runner. I would watch the long-distance runners run. Yeah, they just run and run. I would look at them, and I was like, wow, look at them go. I love it. I was a sprinter back then.
Okay.
So they put me on what they called the weight team. I threw shot and discus. But when I was off in the sand pits doing my field events, I would watch the long-distance runners. I'd be so jealous. So I would go home at night, and I didn't want anyone to see me practice running. I would run. We lived behind behind KG.
Okay.
And so I'd run down the cemetery road at night with my dog, and it took me probably 3 months before I could run 1 mile. Yeah. And I remember the first day I got down to the stop sign, which was exactly a mile from my house, I was like, yes, yes, yes. I was so excited that I ran a mile. Well, what happened was, so I threw shot and discus at our meets, and one day a girl was sick, and somebody had told our coach that I was practicing running on the side. So we're on, going down to lacrosse, and our coach brought me up to the front of the bus, and he said, Roxanne, so-and-so is sick. I'm going to put you in the 880, which is a half a mile.
Okay.
So I ran it at a meet, and I took second place. It was JV. It wasn't varsity. But that was it, and I was going to be a long-distance runner from then.
And then you just kept going. So
I just kept going and going and going.
Did you stop doing field events then after that?
Actually, I did field events through high school.
Okay.
I still did. Yeah.
So then you just kept progressing. Now, did you go to college and do running too?
I ran for Cole College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay, yep.
And I actually won state my freshman year.
Wow.
In the 5K. That's become my specialty. I'm a 5K runner.
Okay. What is that like mileage-wise? Do you know?
3.1 miles.
There you go.
5K is 3.1 miles.
So for those who aren't using the metric system, it's 3.1 miles in case you're wondering. And I have some friends that like to do those too, and they've started to get into the half marathons as well. Have you done half marathons and full marathons as well?
I've done half marathons, and I've done one full marathon.
Okay.
I didn't really like it that much, the marathon.
Yeah?
I love the 5K.
Okay.
In fact, I'm running a 5K tonight in Highlandville, Iowa.
And that's why we have water today on the Bruising Cruise podcast, because she has a race yet today. Yeah. And where's that one at?
Highlandville, Iowa.
Highlandville, Iowa.
Highlandville.
Highlandville, I'm sorry. Yeah. Where about is that located?
It's by Decorah.
Oh, okay. So about an hour-ish away.
Yeah.
Right by Toppling Goliath.
Yes.
They're one of my favorite brews. So.
We'll probably stop there.
Yes. Great. So you do actually like beer and stuff like that as well.
Our running group does.
I've seen you at the Island City. That's great. So you probably go afterwards, obviously.
Yes, it's called afters.
Afters?
We call it our afters.
Perfect. Yeah, you got to rebuild up your, replenish all your fluids you lost with good hoppy beer, hopefully.
And so, one thing I do want to say about racing is we're always raising money for something.
Okay.
And in particular, tonight we're raising money for the sick people in that community. And there's a sad note. We got an email just the other day that one of the boys that was the recipient of the fundraising tonight, he actually passed away, an 8-year-old boy.
Oh.
So our money usually goes for a good cause.
Sure.
Whether it's mental health, sports in the particular town we're in. A lot of it goes for park and rec or maintenance of trails.
Sure.
So we run races for good causes.
Okay. And I assume there's an entry fee, is that correct?
Yeah,
and then the fee
usually
goes
it's between
it.
$35 and $45.
Okay.
Which you usually get a t-shirt, but the proceeds do go for good causes.
I imagine you have a stack of t-shirts built up.
I have more. I used to give my dad, he was a painter, I'd give him a bag of t-shirts for, he would use them for rags and wearing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the marathon because the 5K is your specialty, as you said, so you're going to have a lot more to talk about. Yeah. So what marathon did you do first off?
Twin Cities.
Twin Cities, okay.
Yes.
And I have run a marathon, by the way.
You have?
I have.
What one did you
run? The Des Moines.
You did?
2011.
Love it. How'd it go for you?
I was in pain for a week after.
All right.
But I finished it in 4 hours and 58 minutes.
Nice.
And my training, I got halfway through my training, and that's about the longest I ever ran was 11 miles on my distance.
Way to go, Chris.
So for me, it was like you said, I just wanted to do it to say I've done it. And that was where it ended, and I don't think I'll ever do it again, but never say never.
I know you'll never do it again.
Probably not. I was in so much pain. My plantar fasciitis, I believe, I think I strained it big time, because I had, so for the last 8 miles, I hobbled with my left foot dragging as I would just kind of limp. And when I got to the very last where I could see the timer up on the board, I was like, I think it was 4 hours and 52 or 53 minutes. I'm like, I can get to the finish line before 5 hours. That's my goal right now. Because as I did the half marathon, I think I ran it in 2 hours flat. So I'm sitting there going along mile 13. I'm like, I'm going to finish this in like 4 hours. It's going to be amazing. Well, they say that you hit that brick wall or the runner's wall, and all of a sudden mile 18 is where that happened for me because I couldn't see anything in the distance, and I'm like, I still have 8 more miles to run. I'm not even close yet. And so when that happened, I started hobbling, walking, until I saw I could possibly finish this in 5 hours or so. I started going, but you're probably right. I'll probably never run another one, but I can say I've done it.
That's great.
So how did yours go? Did yours go as painful as mine?
Yeah, I hit that wall also.
Yeah?
And I had probably about 8 miles to go.
Okay.
And I thought, why am I doing this? And so I was doing the Twin Cities Marathon, and it was actually my birthday, October 8th. And they said, oh, you're going to see all these lakes. And I got done. I'm like, I don't think I saw one lake.
Out of all 11 plus thousand we have, you didn't see one. What year was that one in?
1989, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jamie was about 4.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so then were you in pain afterwards?
I was in pain. And I worked at Sprint at the time, and we worked in the Don's Auto Body. Don's Doors building.
Yeah, over that place.
And our offices were on the upstairs floor.
Yep.
And the break room was on the downstairs floor, like 3 floors away.
Sure.
And I remember trying to walk down the stairs, and I could not even walk down the stairs to get to the break room.
Oh, no. I tried playing basketball that week. It didn't work out. I tried playing at the rec with some of the guys. I'm like, I am just in too much pain to do that. The other thing I had a problem with was I was burning so many calories because I would not only do my 4 miles, you know, 4 times a week or whatever it was, and then do my big one on Saturday, but then I would go to the gym and still lift for another hour and a half afterwards. And I was just burning through calories, and I was so hungry. And then I think I lost 15 to 20 pounds as I was training for it. But then it all came right back on about a month later because I was so hungry, and I was in college. And at the College of University of Northern Iowa, where I went, all you do is swipe your card, and it was a buffet style.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't like, oh, this is all you can get for your meal. It was like, go have at it, and I put that weight right back on.
That's
so
awesome.
But my metabolism was going. Do you ever find that? Did you have that problem at all? Like, were you just, like, hungry all the time? Or maybe you still are like that because you do this all the time. And you're just used to it.
I'm used to it. Yeah. Chris. I'm so used to it. I do eat a lot.
Yeah.
I eat a ton of food.
Do you know how many calories you might burn in a day at all or not? No. You don't keep track of that?
I don't keep track. I've never counted calories. I don't keep track of that.
You just go with the flow.
I just go.
For fun.
Do my own thing.
Yep. Yeah. So do you go to compete, or are you just there for fun and to raise cause or money for
cause? Everybody that knows me, I go there to compete.
Awesome.
Compete. I love it. I love competing. I thrive on competing.
That's awesome.
I thrive on competing. But it's also the factor that I get to be with my friends.
Yep.
So it's like compete, but then we do our afters. We
sure
do a little party. We eat. We drink. The camaraderie with I'm in a running group, my Southeast Minnesota Runners. And can I show a picture of them?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes, that's what you're here for.
Okay. So I'm in a group that's Southeast Minnesota Trail Runners.
Okay.
And
yeah, I can hold that for you.
This is a picture of us.
All right.
Taken out at Julius's farm. We meet every Tuesday night.
There's a good group of you here.
We run trails by Rochester, Great River Bluffs. We have like 30 trails that we run.
Mm-hmm.
And then quite a few of us compete together on the weekends. We'll run races together.
Yeah. See if I know anyone in here. I mean, I've seen you guys come into, I think, Island City before.
Yeah.
Or now Two Fathoms.
You probably know Lana and Dan.
Probably. I noticed these faces for sure.
Yeah.
And is this a calendar?
Yeah, that's a calendar.
You guys have your own calendar?
Lana made that for me. Yeah.
Oh, it's just specifically of you?
Well, she made it for me. Yes, that is my calendar.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
So I'm like, go ahead.
So this is your runners group. And what do you guys call yourself?
Southeast Minnesota Trail Runners.
Does it cost anything to join if anybody wanted
to?
No,
it's free.
It's free.
It's free. Now, Rochester has a group, Team Red. And there's an entry fee to be in their group. No, okay. Ours is completely free.
Yeah, just basically for a good time.
It's on
community.
Facebook, Southeast Minnesota Trail Runners.
Okay, Southeast Minnesota Trail Runners on Facebook. Join it if you like running.
Yeah.
Now, here's the one thing is, though, for most people, running is a punishment.
Running is awesome.
I know.
I don't know why people think it's a punishment or there's pain. Running, especially with these guys, is just a phenomenal time.
Okay.
We have so much fun. We have probably too much fun.
That's okay. Now, I remember seeing you. I want to say it's around Christmas time. You guys would come in to the brewery around Christmas time, and you guys were all dressed up, some as elves. Where were you coming from at that point? Because it's cold out.
Uh-huh.
And were you out running trails still?
So at Christmas time, we do our Christmas run.
Okay.
And we start at Two Fathoms Brewery.
Sure.
Previously Island City. And we all dress up with our Christmas costumes, and we run throughout the town looking at the Christmas lights.
Oh.
And then we have a few stashes of adult beverages at certain places. I don't want to give our secret away where they are.
Yeah, don't give it away. I'll be there.
But Dan Valentine will go put out some beverages at certain places, and we'll stop and have things to drink.
That's great.
And then we stop at a person on our team. He has a garage.
Okay.
Which is like this garage.
Sure.
And we stop there for food and beverages also. And then we come back to Island City.
Yeah, I know that because I see you there. I see it the afters.
That is our Christmas run.
So yeah. How long does, let's say when you guys get together, how long do you guys run for? Is it 5Ks or you
no,
just
what we do
whatever?
Is we meet at 6:15 on a Tuesday, every Tuesday.
Okay.
And we'll run for about an hour.
Sure.
So 6:15 to 7:15, 7:30, and then we'll sit around the bonfire and eat and drink.
That sounds fun.
It's great. You should join us.
Oh, man. I probably should, but Tuesday is usually when I'm recording this, but today I'm on a Friday with you. And, yeah, I don't know. I liked running for a little bit. It wasn't the most thrilling thing. I got into running a little bit during COVID times when everything was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I would run the lake because I used to live just on Lake Boulevard. So what I would do is I would just go park down by the new Y or by the visitor center, run around once, come home, and I had some 20-pound weights, and then I would just go home and do lifting. But lifting was whatever it was at COVID times. But I got pretty decent at running 3.5 miles. So
that's great.
I did okay, and I did lose probably 10 pounds just doing that itself, but my knees are starting to hurt.
Yeah.
And so how are your knees? Because a lot of people.
You are a big boy.
I'm 230 pounds. Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of pounding on your knees.
Yes. So some people do talk about how your knees can be affected. How have yours been over the years?
I've had 3 knee surgeries.
Okay. So that's a little. Was it from running or was it other injuries possibly?
One was a softball injury.
Okay.
Sliding into third base, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Overuse.
Overuse, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever run like on grass, sand, or anything like that to make it challenging at all? Or
well, on our trails, on Tuesday night, we're always on trails.
Oh, you're always on trails?
Yeah, always.
Okay, just around the Winona area?
No, we, Rochester area, Winona.
Oh, okay. Yep. I remember when we were this age, you took us trail running one day. Up by the caves.
Yes, I did.
I remember that. It was fun.
Do you remember when I took you guys to Tremplo? We went to Pearl Park.
I don't remember that one and specifically. I remember going up at the caves.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. It made running more, I think it was more fun, and it was more interesting because you're running, but you're going through trails and seeing different things. Like when I ran around the lake, it was like, okay, when I get to this point, I know I still have this much further to go. I probably have this much more time to go. Like running on a treadmill, you're literally looking at the time pretty much, and you're like, oh, I still got this much longer to go. But when you're running a trail, you're like, oh, I'm trying to get to the end, but I don't know where the end's at because everything's different.
Right.
So that's a little bit more fun for me.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, when I coached this, I took you to Tremplo, to Pearl Park, and then we stopped at the ice cream. There's an ice cream shop over there.
Sure.
And we had ice cream. I do have
ice cream from that time?
No. I do have the trails that we go to. You probably so these are the trails that we run.
This is with your group now?
Yep. This is with this group.
Oh,
so
okay.
You can see the...
Okay. So in Winona, you go to Holzinger, St. Mary's, Brooks, Plowline, I don't even know where that's at, and P.I. Storm, the Day Loop. And that's just in Winona. Then you have randoms.
Yeah, that's between... It's not in Winona or Rochester. It's like St. Charles or...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, wow, you guys have a whole, this is like really put together.
Yeah,
I know. When I think of a running group, I'm like, all right, guys, let's get together and let's go running. Like, you're like, nope, we're going this time. And then you have your special events, the Christmas lights run, Front Neck State Park picnic in September, El Morro Fall Run. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, that's great.
I bet you guys really
run
like
and
that
wine.
Run and wine, yes. This is awesome. Yeah, you go all over, not only Winona County, going over to Olmsted County.
Read some
County
of the Rochester ones.
Okay, you read the Rochester ones.
Okay.
I don't know which ones I see, Zambroda and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, game in Rochester, we run in Game Haven, Root River, Essex, Quarry Hill, Willow Creek, Eastwood, Bill Barnacle, and Indian Heights.
Okay.
And then we also run in Millville, Chester Woods, Whitewater, Great River Bluffs, Forestville, Chatfield, Preston, Carley. We run at Carley Park in Plainview. We run by the Monarch House. Lanesboro, we do Eagle Bluff, and by Byron, we do Oxbow.
Okay, and I've heard of some of those because the cross-country team that you used to coach, Joe Alexander, does that now, and they actually run at Game Haven's one of them as well.
Yes.
I know I put that. I don't even know where it's at, but I know that that's where they go because I make up the schedule.
Yes, and Joe comes to some of these races with his son.
Okay,
yeah, so
with Jonah.
Yes.
He's a really good runner.
He's a great runner.
Yes.
Yeah. So
That's awesome.
Great.
And I think Joe actually does an ice cream run too with the
that's
kids
hilarious
eventually. So it must be a cross country thing because you did it with us, I guess. And I just maybe I forgot about it. Or I wasn't there. I don't know.
Now, do you want to see this?
Yes, I do.
So this is the Minnesota Running Book.
There's a whole book.
This is the record book that I first got in
For those who are listening, you may want to tune over to the YouTube so you can see all this stuff because she brought everything with. This is awesome.
I know.
This is from 1998.
So 1998, I made the Minnesota record book for running a 5K.
Okay.
The 5K that I made the record book in was the Mac Attack in Rochester. I ran it in a 1901. That was my time.
And that's, so for those, remember, for mileage, it's 3.1 miles in 19 minutes.
Yes,
that's
correct.
That's pretty darn good.
And what's hilarious, well, I think it's funny, is in 1998, I wanted to check the fastest time for a 61-year-old running a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 3 minutes slower. It's like almost 23, 24 minutes.
Sure.
So people have gotten faster over the years.
Okay.
Yeah.
With technology and probably things that you can do to train is probably quite different than 1998. So, okay, so you're in this record book.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a, this is awesome to see that this is all in here.
Yeah.
Is there other people in here that you know specifically that are all in, you know?
Actually, no.
No?
No.
So, oh, this is, there's even men up to 85 to 89 years old. Guys, running is a lifetime sport. You may not believe it, but it is. They always say golf is, but when I'm sitting here seeing men 85 to 90.
Golf is not a sport. It's a hobby. Just a disclosure.
Come on now. I love golf, darn it.
I know.
I love it. Oh,
so
no.
So that's how they do it. And then they send you a letter saying you made the book. And
sure.
Yeah.
So is that the only one you're in? Is it 98 at the moment? Or is there other
ones?
And
this year.
And this year you're going to be in.
Yeah.
And that I kind of, that's where I want to talk about is, so this year you just set that record not too long ago, and you're going to be in the 2024?
Correct.
At the end of, is it to come out the end of the year?
I think so. Yeah, awesome. I think it comes at the end of the year. So.
Now, your brother said that no one came and reported any of this.
That is true.
And he said that was such a disappointment to him specifically. And I'm like, well, there's no better place than Brews and Crews to talk about this. Someone wants to report it, and it's me. So what's the feeling like then when you set a record? I mean, is it just like, this is awesome, all my training paid off? Or is it like, okay, what's the next thing I can break?
Well, it's exhilarating. It really is. I was so pumped. When I was coming through the chute and I saw the time on the clock, I thought, that's got to be close to the record. And I wasn't even sure what the record was. But right when I got home, I started Googling and found that I was second place. But, yeah.
So are all these events, are these put on by Minnesota Runners? I don't even know what it's called. Is there association, I guess?
In order to be in the record book, you have to run on a certified course.
Okay.
So the first thing I had to verify was that the BK 5K in Winona was certified.
Okay.
And the certification goes through December 31st of 2025.
Sure.
So they'll have to recertify the course. But if I just run, I don't think Goodview is certified.
The Goodview Gallup?
Right.
Sure.
So the course has to be certified in order for it to be valid to get in the book.
Yep. So is tonight's going to be certified? Is that a certified course?
No,
It's just for fun.
Tonight's just a fun run, yeah.
Okay. And so that one will be another 5K?
It's a 5K, yeah.
And how many of these people are going with?
I think there's about six of us.
Six of you going?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's so much fun.
It's a community of people. It's got to be, I don't know, always being with a community of people kind of going for the same goal has always been so much fun.
Yeah.
And then obviously maybe you blow some of these people away. Just go forward and say, I'm going to win.
Well, that is funny because at one of our trail races last year, one of the guys on my team said, hey, Roxanne, let's start out together. And I'm like, yeah, right. After the race, he's like, hey, Roxanne, you blew me away. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't, you know.
Do they run everyone together at all, or do the women go first and then the men or vice versa, or just everyone goes at the same time?
We all start together.
Okay.
We all start together.
And do you have, so when I was in the marathon, this is the only reason I know this, I had to put something on my shoe that when I went through the timers, it knew where I was. But do they do that for the 5Ks or not so much?
Some.
The certified ones, I assume?
Well, it doesn't have to do with the course. It has to really do with how large the race is.
Okay.
A small town race isn't going to have the ankle bracelet.
Sure. A Minneapolis one or a Rochester one would. Okay.
Those will. Yeah. And Trinona, too.
Okay.
He has the ankle bracelet.
You're on house arrest this today.
You're on house arrest. You're running a 5K, and here's your. Yeah. It's because there's so many people. Starting the race, it might be a race of, say, 500.
Sure.
Well, if you're in the back of the chute, you're not going to get through at the same time as the beginning people. So it makes it fair. So when you cross the finish line, that's when your timer starts.
Oh, perfect. That would make sense. I remember we had to line up according to what we thought our miles time were for the marathon. So I think I said mine's like roughly 10 minutes. If I'm doing this steady, it's about 10-minute miles. I think it actually came up to about 11-minute miles after I did all the math. It was like a little over 11-minute miles. I was like, well, that felt like I was pretty good for a guy that doesn't run much.
And did you start in the back then?
It wasn't the complete back, but it was towards more the back. It wasn't by the 6-minute mile.
The recreational runners.
You know what the sad part was? Is I'm coming through the half mile or the half marathon portion, and I see the first place people just blowing by in like mile 18 or something. Like, oh, there they go. They're going to be done before I'm even close.
They're going to be home, take a shower, and come back to watch.
You know what was really cool, though, about the marathon? And I thought this was so unique is that it wasn't – I just thought it was going to be just running. No one's going to be around. You're just by yourself. No, it was like people out on their sidewalks watching like a parade. There was bands happening. Yep. We ran through – I think it was Drake College down there. We ran around their track, and then we went out, and I was like – that would have been so much worse if it was like just dead running for 26 miles for 5 hours. I've been like, oh man, but there's people cheering you on. Yeah. And by the end of it, I don't think I was even sweating anymore. And I stopped at every station to get water. I would take like two or three things, take the goo. And I was like, I stopped sweating after a while. I'm like, this can't be good. But it was a beautiful day because it was like upper 50s, low 60s.
Oh, that's perfect.
It was like a perfect day for it. So you couldn't have asked for better weather. And I think Twin Cities is like 2 weeks prior to that, I think, is what it was.
Twin Cities is first week of October.
First week. So then this was probably the week after or 2 weeks after, because this was in October as well. But yeah, it was an interesting time to say the least, but I was in a lot of pain, like I said. So now do you do the Trinona and Winona as well?
I have the past 2 years because they added a duathlon. I am not a swimmer. So I do the duathlon, which is you run a 5K, bike 12 miles, and then run a 5K.
So you run, bike, run?
Yep, correct. Oh. It's awesome. You should do it next year, Chris.
Should I? Oh, joy.
It's a good time.
I bet it is.
You know, I had so much fun this year. Bill and Mandy Hansel bought the Trinona from Scott and Lindsay Sherman this past year.
Okay, I thought it was an event put on by Winona community. I didn't know it was owned by someone.
No, it actually is owned by Bill and Mandy Hansel. And so they own Storm Sporting Events. And Bill and Mandy Hansel put on the Trinona, and then they put on four races throughout the year.
Okay.
They put on one in Whitewater in April. In July, they put on one out at Steve Briggs Farm.
Okay.
In October, we do a sunup to sundown race out at Prairie Island. So we run from sunup to sundown with a team of up to five people.
Sure.
You see how many miles you can get. And so last year, our team won. We had 80 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what time would that start at? Like 5 a.m. till?
No, whenever the sun rises the sun set.
Sure. So you just got to be there at sunrise.
It was so much fun. And then in December, Bill and Mandy put on a race up at Bronx Powwow Line.
Okay.
So there's a 5K a 15K, and mm-hmm. then a duathlon up there. At the end of July, Bill and Mandy put on a race out at Briggs Farm.
Okay.
And there's a 5K, a 15K, a 30K, and
a 30K?
A 43K. Yes.
What?
So there's several events. There's a race for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sun up to sundown, your question. You had five people.
Yes.
Would you just run until you say, I'm tired, and then tag out, and the other person goes and just runs?
So it's a 2.5 mile loop.
Okay.
And only one person gets to wear the bib at a time.
Sure.
So I'll wear the bib and run a 2.5 mile loop, hand my bib off to one of my team members. They'll run 2.5 miles, and then we keep going.
So you get quite a bit of a break then, because four other people are going to run roughly 10 miles, and then you're up next for 2.5
hours. Correct.
Okay. That's interesting.
We have so much fun. We play games between time. And, yeah.
What's roughly your mile time then? What would you say your average is, I guess?
In a 5K? I'm running a 5K? Mm-hmm. When I ran BK, it was 6 minutes and 40. You have to cut that. I don't know.
Yes. Six minutes, 40-some seconds. Very good.
Right.
Yes. I actually still do the presidential fitness with the kids, and they have to run.
They still have that.
Yes and no. I do it. It's not technically called the presidential fitness anymore. For some odd reason, they got rid of it. And now it's called, some other sort of program. But I still thought it was so cool when it was called presidential fitness. I felt like I was the top in America when you would do this.
Don't they get a patch?
Yeah,
I
got a medals instead because they did away with the patches. But yes, they used to do the patches.
Back when I grew up in the 60s, we were given patches.
Yep. And I guess maybe because kids felt like they were shamed if they didn't do it. But I still do the old school way with them. And it just really gets them to maybe try something that they wouldn't normally do. And maybe they'll fall in love with running at some point, or just, you know, because you had to do sit-ups and you had to do push-ups or pull-ups, whatever one. Then you had to do a shuttle run back and forth and then sit and reach, and it just kind of lets you evaluate yourself a little bit. And some kids, they get really into it, and then the majority are like, oh, this stinks. It's like their least favorite 2 weeks of PE class with
me. It was my favorite 2 weeks of PE. I loved it.
I ever passed it. I think I always fell short on the running portion, if I remember right. I don't think I ever passed it. I always fell a little short on the running portion, I think, because you had to have like a six, I think it was like almost a 6 minute and 48 second mile for 14-year-olds, I believe, for boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that seems quite fast for a 14-year-old.
It's very fast. Wow. I had to actually measure out because I do it around the block. So I took the measuring meter wheel and I did it around one time and then multiplied it, and then I had to go take it a little bit further so I could actually get the real mile in meters.
Uh-huh.
Because it's 1,600 meters or something like that,
right,
for a 16. Mile. So I had to do that one time, and then I was like, I'm not going to do this four times around trying to count up the 1,600. So I stopped after one and I said, okay, times that by four. Am I close? And if not, okay, I'll take the meter wheel and go as far as I can. So I have it pretty mapped out at the park over by St. Martin's school there.
That's great.
But yeah, that's like the least favorite for all my kids. So at 61 years old, you're still running roughly a 6 minute and 48 second ish mile. That's pretty darn impressive, I think, because I don't think there's a lot of kids in their 20s that could do that, to be honest with you.
Well, so you know, Chris, I train hard, and I've been doing it
I
for,
know.
What, 45, 46, 47 years?
Yep.
So,
you know, the only time I ever see you, though, is usually when you're either training or recovering, because I've seen you in the sauna, hot tub at the YMCA, or you're coming in from a run that you just got done having your afters.
Yeah.
So I usually only see you when you're training for the most part, and that's awesome that you're still doing that and you still love it.
I love it so much.
That's
I can't imagine what I would do if I didn't run and train. I don't know what people do after work if they don't train.
Same thing, except mine's lifting at the gym.
Correct.
I'm like, if I didn't do this, I'd come home and be like, now what? But I usually go and do it in the morning before I go to work.
Oh, okay.
Because I always figure this is the hardest part of my day. Mm. Once that's over, everything else is just easy from there.
Cakewalk.
That's how I feel. And maybe you feel the same way, but I have a feeling, obviously, you do it at different times of the day, not before work or wherever you may be doing. I always try to get out of the way so the rest of my day, it doesn't focus around the gym, or if I get caught up with some real estate transaction, I don't have to worry about that. Nobody calls me at 5 in the morning. Nobody calls me. So I'm like, this is fine. I can go to the gym. Nobody's going to bug me here. But sometimes I'll go in the evening and it's phone call after phone call. Yeah. Telemarketers, spam. I'm like, oh, gosh. Can't even listen to my music. So Yeah, that's awesome. Now, for I want to talk about that other part of recovery. What do you do specific for like recovering after you get done training? Do you go to saunas, hot tubs regularly, or massages? I know some people like to get massages for muscle tissue and all that. Do you get anything?
A massage only once every couple months.
Okay.
Because it's very expensive.
It is.
It is very expensive. But you're right, the hot tub and sauna, I love sitting in there.
Yes.
For recovery, I do take off the day before I compete. So yesterday I didn't run at all because I'm racing tonight. On my days off, I still bike and run. It doesn't seem like a day off to some people, but I still walk 5 miles and bike probably 10 on my day off. Yeah.
Do you, when you compete, are you able to, now this, the only reason I ask is because they said we weren't supposed to listen to music during the marathon. Are you able to listen to music? And if so, do you?
I don't. I used to.
Okay.
But I haven't done that in about 10 years. So I used to, and now I don't.
So you're okay with just running to listening to your breath and nature?
Yes.
Okay. Not everyone could do that. I don't know if I would be able to. I know I didn't do it during the marathon because they said we weren't supposed to, probably for safety regulations or whatever it was.
Right.
But I just remember that, and I was like, oh, man, it's going to really be long, like I said, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Yeah. So you're okay not listening. Now, when you train,
okay,
training?
No, I never listen to music anymore.
Wow.
I never do.
Yep. And that's crazy, because I think it would be just like after a while, like, oh, man. Because on Saturdays, I'll do the revolving stairs, and I'll usually put on, like, a movie or a documentary or something. So I just have something keeping my mind off the timer that's going. And I'm like, oh, man. Because I do use a half hour on the revolving stairs, and I'm just drenched when I am done with that. So I have to listen to something usually.
Chris, when you work out at the Y, it's a lot different than when you're running the Cemetery Hills.
Sure.
You know.
Well, I suppose you're right, because nature's out there.
Yeah.
And you get to see things, and you're not focusing strictly on a timer.
Right.
Maybe you're just
right.
going out for a nice run. Now, how many days a week are you training?
Six.
Okay. So yesterday was your day off.
Right.
And you obviously trained from probably last Sunday till yesterday. And now tonight you're going.
Yep.
That'll be so much fun. What time's your race at?
7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And
I'm so excited.
Are you?
Have I said that yet?
Yeah.
I just love competing. I love it so much.
Is there something special about it?
I get so pumped up.
That's awesome.
I get so fired up. It's like the greatest thing ever.
It's awesome. There's not many people that would say, I'm fired up for running right now. But you are fired up and excited about it.
I am so fired up.
Is it this race that you're excited about, or is it just all
every
races?
Every race.
Okay.
Every race.
Is there one that's a little bit more fun than others at all that's stand out in your mind? Like, yeah, I love when we go to this one this year. This one's so much fun.
You know, Chester Woods.
In
Eota.
Okay.
That race is phenomenal.
Yep.
It's put on by Tom O'Leary and Wendy O'Leary,
okay.
some running friends in Rochester. It's a trail race, and all my buddies are there. All my Southeast crew is there. It's so awesome.
So most of them all go to that one specific?
Yes.
Is that what makes that one the most fun then? Or is it just the trail that you run is just
the
awesome?
Trail, and it's an all-day party. So after the race, there's food and there's music.
Oh, awesome.
And we stay there for a few hours, yeah.
So tonight, is there going to be music and food and all that afterwards?
There is. There's going to be food and
So do you stay the night down there or do you come back?
No, we'll just stay for a bit.
I feel like I would be staying the night. I'd be like, I'm getting a hotel and we're having fun here, because I'd be over at Toppling Goliath and I'd be eating the food and I'd be like, let's just stay somewhere. That'd be more fun for me, because you got a 7 o'clock race and you'll be done roughly, you know, like 8-ish or so. Yeah. And then the party begins at 8.
7:20, I hope I'm done.
Yes. 20. So you're hoping for, what, 20 minutes?
Well, no, it's most of this race is going to be on gravel. It's
okay.
Not going to be a fast time.
Oh,
comparatively.
Because the traction just sounds good?
Right.
What's your favorite?
It's probably
then?
Wet gravel.
What's your favorite to run on?
If I want to run a fast race?
Sure.
The road.
Pavement, okay.
Right. The trail running is a lot slower because you're going up and down hills, climbing rocks, going over trees.
Yeah. So is that your most fun, though? Your most fun, is it trail running? Or is it pavement running? Because you want to get your fast time.
Pavement. It's a horse apiece. I love them both.
Okay.
Most people are either trail runners or pavement runners, road runners.
Okay.
I'm one that crosses back and forth.
Oh. So most people stick with one style then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, it brings me to my next question. Have you ever done like the Tough Mudders and all those?
No, I haven't. You know,
people
have asked me to do those, and it's always, I'm always scheduled out.
Sure.
My racing schedule pretty much fills up.
That's
right away. I really compete most weekends from the mid-April till the second week in November. So that's a long season.
Well, that is.
That is a long season.
How many do you roughly do in a year?
Oh, gosh. Well, more count the Saturdays. I take a few Saturdays off.
Okay. So somewhere in the 40s?
It's quite a bit.
Well, because we have 52 Saturdays a year. And if you don't, if you have some off time, you're competing quite a bit.
I'm competing quite a bit. It is a long season.
Yeah.
But I love it.
What month did you say you go from?
Mid-April.
Mid-April.
Till mid-November. My last race is a trail run up in the cities.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you've never done a Tough Mudder.
No, I haven't.
I've done one of those. They're tough.
I know you did.
And yeah, you run through mud and you're all wet and it's tough to climb things when you're soaking wet and tired, because I think it was like 2 miles was the first portion of the race, and it was running up in like a field, so it was trail running roughly. Then you're starting to climb over things and going through mud and swinging from things, and I'm like, man. And I'm not too fond of heights, so climbing over things weren't the most exciting thing for me to do. And then you're crawling underneath things that are trying to zap you, and it was something else. So I think it was called the Warrior one, not the top, maybe, no, it wasn't tough one. It was the Warrior Dash or something like that. But they're the same idea.
You're in the cities?
No, this one is in Iowa, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was in Iowa. It was back in like 2011 or 12, right around the marathon time. Yeah. So I thought, oh, this won't be that hard. No, that was a little different. That was quite a bit different because you never really get a rhythm. You're doing this. Now you're going over something. Now you're going under something. You're climbing and doing something. So, you know, with running, I'm sure you probably get a rhythm, and all of a sudden you're just in your zone and you're going and you got your pace going. Not with that. That was totally different.
So were you on a team or individual?
No, it was individual. Okay. We were with a group of people that all wanted to go do it. And then the party began afterwards too. But it took like an hour. I swear it took like an hour to do. And I was like, man, I was just exhausted when I was done. This was something different. I actually probably prefer doing the marathon over that.
So you only did one?
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I need to do another one. I'm good. I think I still would rather do the marathon than that again. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, it was just a lot of, like, you're slimy and slippery trying to climb over a wooden wall, and wooden water gets slippery after
wooden
a while.
Wooden water? Did you say wooden water?
Yeah, because I'm all like,
oh, you wood go, and water.
Yeah. Yeah, wood and water. Like, you gotta dive through things, and I'm all sopping wet, and I got mud on me trying to climb things. I was like, man, I think it was called the Warrior Dash, but it was the same idea as Tough Mudder. Uh-huh. And I just remember it was like, holy cow, I am just mud. And then you go and you get hosed down basically after you're done. I'm like, cool. I was like a little child playing in the mud.
That's great. No, I've been asked to do that, but like I say, I'm already scheduled out.
So how long do you think you're going to keep running, as long as you can?
Forever, Chris.
Perfect. I figured that was going to be the answer.
I do have a picture of...
Yeah, what else you got?
This is me running the 5K, BK 5K, where I set the record, or second place.
Okay.
So
for those who are watching, this is from just a couple weeks ago.
That's second fastest 5K in Minnesota is that me running right there. And I was so into the zone.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so this is you, the second fastest.
Second.
By how many seconds?
So, okay. I knew you were going to ask.
Yeah.
The number one time in Minnesota for my age group is 19 minutes and 58 seconds.
Okay.
I ran it in 20 minutes and 59.6 seconds.
Okay.
And the third place woman is 21.16 seconds.
Okay. So it was roughly a minute behind then from the top.
Yep.
Is that a goal of yours then?
Yes.
To crush
absolutely.
That?
Yep, absolutely.
So you're the second fastest 5K woman in your age bracket in Minnesota?
Right.
And you want to break that one?
Yes.
Yes.
And I probably won't have a chance to do it until I'm 62.
Okay.
And the same woman that has the record for 61, she ran it. She's now 62 this year. And she ran in 1959.
Okay.
So the record for a 62-year-old is 1959.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're that's your goal.
Yeah.
To be the fastest. That would be so awesome. Then you can come back.
I'll come back.
Yeah, then you can come back and be like, I am the fastest now.
And that would be awesome, but, you know.
That would be great.
Most of the top runners, though, have coaches. Online coaching is the new thing.
Oh, sure, sure.
But I don't. I've just been winging it on my own because it costs money.
It does.
Yeah, it's, yeah, so.
What do you think an online coach could help you with, if anything?
Oh, speed.
How can they do that, though? Like, what, just tell you different exercises or training things to do?
They give you a daily workout.
Okay.
And then they, your watch keeps track and sends them
yep.
your workout, so then they'll adjust what you need to do.
Sure. Yeah. So do you, so you couldn't go online and just find that? Like a workout?
Well,
I feel like you can just go online nowadays and be like, oh, there's a workout to get faster.
Well, there's accountability because sure. your watch will send what you actually did to your coach okay. and they'll say, hey, you need to do this.
All right.
So I'm old school. I go up to the cemetery and I do 8 miles of hill or 8 miles of hills. And I go to the track once a week and do my 440s.
Okay. Yeah. So is that 8 miles daily or your 6 days a
no,
week?
No. Once a week, I'll go to the cemetery and okay. do 8 miles of hills. And speed hills.
Yes. Okay. And then you go to the track, you said? Which track? Like
the senior high track.
Senior high track?
And I'll go to quarters there.
How do you get in? They just know you?
No, you don't have to pay to get in. It's
to
just
get
open.
In Paul Giel?
The senior high track.
Oh, the old one.
At the high school.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm thinking Paul Giel. Yeah. I'm like, how do you get in? Climbing
at the
fence. Yes, I remember we used to have our track and field meet there.
Right, yeah.
And that was,
yes.
Okay, so yes, I know that because now we're over at Paul Giel for all our track and field.
Right.
But that's right. They still have that one where we used to have football practices out there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You can just go walk
yeah.
over there. And
anybody
that's fine.
Can go there if you want to join me.
Or this group of people, you can join them too. I'm sure yeah. they would love to have an extra person.
Yeah.
You guys seem like a really welcoming and fun group, I bet, because if they're all like you.
We are a fun group,
yeah,
Chris.
I know. I know you are. So you're going to compete until you basically can't compete anymore.
Correct.
So we only expect to see you in the 85 to 89 yeah. bracket in 20 years from now. 25 years, we expect to see you
I think there's actually a bracket where they don't have an end age. It just says, like, 85 and over. So you can be 130.
If there's a 130-year-old out there running, I want to see that person going because I would be quite impressed. That's awesome. But what else? You got anything else in the goodie bag?
I
think you had some stuff you wanted to show.
Yeah. Here's the saying on the back of all our clothing.
Oh.
What is it?
Get off your asphalt and hit the trails. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, here we are. Here's our group. This is just symbols
sure.
of our group, the Southeast Minnesota Trail Runners.
All right.
Another
we are
plug.
A diverse group of runners of different ages, backgrounds, and abilities, but with a common love of running trails. Since 2010, we have been meeting every Tuesday at about 6:15 p.m., regardless of weather, to run and socialize. If you join the Southeast Minnesota Driftless Trail Runners Facebook group, you'll get an event invitation each week. If you just aren't that sure about us yet, you can find out about the next Tuesday run details on the same Facebook page after preceding Friday. Don't let member or group runs scare you. There is no fee. Remember, no fee,
no
folks,
fee.
To join us and no requirement that you show up every Tuesday. There are no requirement that you run fast or slow or really that you even run. You're going to be a Minnesota Walkers group too. We typically spend 1 to 1.5 hours on the trails, usually running, but sometimes snowshoeing or hiking. Now, some people, that might be very intriguing because I know a lot of people like hiking
it's
around
great.
This area. And snowshoeing, well, that's something you don't see that common. Headlamps are recommended when the days get short and the nights get long. We talk, we laugh, we run together. We wait up. We don't believe in losing runners. That's good. Not in the trails at
we
night.
We haven't lost one yet. Knock on wood.
Not lost one yet, folks. We split into groups. We take different courses depending on what we each need. Finally, all meeting up again back at the cars. And we socialize, which we call afters. And even that is optional. We are very low-key. Come along and discover how much fun it is to run trails with us. Now, that sounds like a group that has zero pressure put on anyone that's thinking about running or even hiking or snowshoeing at that. And there's no obligation to come each week. You just, whatever.
You show up when you can.
You show up when you can, yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you know Dan Valentine.
I believe I do.
He's the administrator of our group. He's great.
Okay.
And Lana Simonowski, his girlfriend. They really are the leaders of our group.
Okay.
And it's just great.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Is there anything else you want to add? We're almost at an hour, about 50 minutes. Is there more things you want to add?
What do I have in my bag?
Yeah, what's in the magical bag? Is there any other accomplishments that we don't know about you that we should know? I mean, this is the time to brag about yourself. I know you're not like that.
I
told
like
your
to
brother
brag.
You're not like that. He agreed. And I'm like, But I think that this is the platform you can give your kudos to yourself or your flowers, as they say. Is there other accomplishments that you've done that we don't know about? What's your favorite one that you've done? What's your favorite accomplishment?
Other than having a baby?
I mean, yeah, other than having a baby. I was talking more of the running portion of those things. What's your favorite one of those accomplishments that you've done that you like, that was awesome that I did that one, or I got that record?
Well, I think winning state as a freshman at college,
okay,
that was amazing.
Really?
That was incredible. That was, it was pretty euphoric.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what did you have the record in? Was it specific?
The 5K, 5,000 meters.
Yes, that's right. Yep. You said that earlier. I'm sorry. Yep.
And that was down in Decorah, Iowa. Luther College is where the race was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're going way back to where we had that accomplishment a couple years ago. And then what would be your second one in line that goes behind that one for running?
Oh, geez, Chris. Well, probably making the record book twice. That's pretty exciting.
That is. I hope to see the new one come out, because the last one's from 98, but I want to see the next one coming out, because that's a great accomplishment to have for anybody.
Yeah.
Especially when you love something as much as you love this. It's all your hard work and determination. It shows, at least in a print of some sort. So that's really cool to have, just to see your name associated with something you love.
Yeah. And, you know, running's great, and accomplishing the times they want, that's great. But the people I run with, that's got to be the greatest gift.
Sure.
You know, the friends that I've met along the way, and spending time with them and hanging out with them and doing stuff other than on Tuesday nights, we hang out as a group of friends.
Yep.
I mean, you can't, you know, that's just great. It's like the best gift I've ever been given.
Yeah, and I see you guys come in, and you guys are all happy and smiling. So if anybody wanting to join a fun group, it sounds like the fun group to do it, and you can walk.
And what me and Lana have talked about this, everybody needs to find their group, whether it's lifting, gardening, reading, everybody should have a group of people that they're like-minded.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and I see at the lake, this is hilarious, on Monday nights, there's a group by the hospital, and they play like bongo drums.
Oh, sure.
And there's like a group of 15 of them, and every Monday they're doing their little drumming. And I think, wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
And I also see, I haven't this summer, maybe because of all the rain, there's a knitting group. There's like a group of 8 elderly women in their lawn chairs by the Rose Garden, sitting there with the lawn chairs knitting. And I thought, wow. And they're probably in their 70s, 80s.
Sure.
So I believe we'll still be doing this when we're 70, 80.
That's awesome. Yeah, having a group to be a part of something is always great to have, because you need socialization with other people out there for sure. Yeah. And like-minded people is the best one to have it with.
Right, exactly.
So if anybody's wanting to check out a group, check out the running group on the Facebook page. They would love to have new people.
Right.
And like I said, I always see them smiling, laughing, and having a good time anytime I've ever seen you.
Yeah.
But obviously, you like to take it a little bit more serious on the competitiveness when it's time to race, and that's more I understand things, because I'm competitive too.
You're very competitive.
Yes. Maybe in different aspects of things, like softball and maybe basketball, maybe not so much in the running portion. But you know, I think back to myself, and I was telling you earlier, when I saw that less than 5 hours on the marathon, it kicked into my mind, like, I have to beat 5 hours so I can at least say I ran a marathon in less than 5 hours, even though it was only 4 hours and 58 minutes. It was like, I'm competing with myself now to cross that line at that point. So I understand that as well.
That's great.
Yep. Is there anything else you're doing other than running outside? Like, how's Jamie? And
Jamie's great. Yeah. She lives 6 hours from here, so I never really see her. She lives up in Coleraine.
And where?
By Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And does she have grandkids too?
No, I have grandkitties.
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 Perfect. Well, my parents have grand dogs for
the
moment.
Yeah, that's great.
So, my parents understand that probably just as well. Do you do any other sort of fun activities outside of the running group? I mean, you're very outdoorsy, so I know we have a lot of things on the lake, like paddle boarding. I don't know if you do any of that kind of stuff as well.
I'm actually in a paddle group.
Okay. Perfect. Another group.
I do a lot of kayaking.
Oh, kayaking too.
A lot of kayaking. In fact, this past week, I'm on a mission to clean up Lake Winona.
Okay.
I have taken 12 bags of garbage out of Lake Winona.
Really?
That's, yep.
And yeah. So you just take a trash bag with you and just load it up?
I got the trash bags from the city this year.
Okay.
They've given me like a box of trash bags.
Wow, that's so generous
of them. And I've gone out there for the last week just collecting garbage.
And which place are you in the lake, you said?
Small and Big Lake. I haven't got to the creek yet.
Okay.
I think I'll have to have Miller's bring a dumpster for that. That creek is so filthy.
Oh, man.
But no, I do a lot of kayaking, a ton of kayaking.
That's awesome.
And biking.
Yeah. You're just an outdoorsy park kind of person, yeah. I think. And biking too?
Biking.
Okay.
Biking and kayaking.
So yeah, you just said you had the 12 miles that was in that Trinona, but yeah. You called it, what was the term?
Duathlon.
Duathlon. So what does duathlon mean?
You're doing two sports instead of three.
Oh, okay.
So triathlon is the run, bike, swim. Yep. And since I can't swim, I do duathlon, which is run, bike, run.
So you don't swim?
No, I don't swim.
Wow.
No.
Oh,
I sink.
Well, you know, they say muscle sinks. So if you're muscular, you just right down. Of all the things, I would be like, oh, I assumed you swam too.
No, I don't swim.
Okay. No. That's awesome. Well, now we know. Everyone knows. But yeah, so you're out doing just a ton of things, but your love is running. And it's been like that since you can even remember,
forever.
It seems. So
forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to the podcast at all?
I think that's it. I'm very thankful that you asked me to be on here.
Yeah,
Chris.
You're not a problem. I know you, but I don't know you to the point of everything I just learned in the last hour with you. And so this is what makes it fun for me to podcast, is because I get to learn people on a different level at the same time. Yeah. Like whenever I would see you around, I would say hi and we would talk, but I mean, all we did just right now is we just talked is all we did. And I got to learn so much about you and things that you do. And you still have this is awesome too. And I even got a little gift as well to keep. So some people have brought me gifts and I love that they do that. It's so awesome. Some people even bring me drinks. They're like, I got something you got to try. I'll bring it. And I'm like, usually I buy it, but if you want to, I'm cool
if
with
I'm
that.
If I'm ever on here again, I'll bring you a drink. It won't be on a race day.
It'll be on an after's day. Well, they film it at like 12 o'clock at night.
Right.
I had one guy come on and he made old fashions at 9 in the morning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was Alex Garrett. It was his name. He was in one of the middle episodes that I've had so far, because I'm on roughly episode 30-ish at this point. And he's the only time he could make work was like 9 or 10 in the morning. And he's like, I'll make old fashions. I'm like, cool. So we had old fashions, and I went to the Y afterwards, and I sweat all that out real fast. So that was an interesting episode, and it was also an interesting workout.
That's great.
Because I could feel it a little bit as I was doing the revolving stairs. But I was sober by the end of that.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah. Well, Roxy, it's been fantastic having you on.
Gosh.
It's great to see you again, as always, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you at the gym. And also, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And let's cheers our waters. And you have fun at the afters tonight.
All right.
Thank you. And tune in next week for another episode. You can find me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or any sort of streaming platform, all the major ones I am on. But we will see you next week. Cheers.
Bye.